Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, where we give you 30 minutes of news, tips, tricks, and information that you can apply right now, today, to help you and your family create immediate financial wellness and get on that path to future financial independence. And I am so excited for this fabulous Wednesday, November 17th, 2010. We are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona, where we have so many cool things going on in our fabulous sunny day. And one of which is Talking Turkey. Can you believe it? Yeah, we're talking turkey already. And today's 30-minute focus is all about fun, frugal turkey day. And truly, and having an attitude of gratitude with the whole holiday. It's amazing how much emphasis gets put on the holidays. And when you walk into a retail store, and back to school starts in June before your kid even hits vacation, and then it's September and it's back to school, and instead of Halloween stuff, you're already looking at Christmas trees. This holiday gets kind of crushed in between, and then we have our traditional Black Friday, and then before you know it, it's the holidays. And when money is tight, even when it's not tight, but when money is a focus when it comes to the holidays, you know, it's either you're spending too much, you're not spending enough, why didn't you spend on me? I have to buy somebody else something. It's unreal what goes on. And actually, on Saturday's show, we have our eighth key in our Keys to Riches financial wellness series, and it's no seasonal exceptions. We talk about how to manage these holidays and stay financially fit through them all. But we lose sight of what's going on with the holidays. And Thanksgiving tends to be anxiety-ridden because it's like a big holiday in and of itself, but it gets kind of crushed or minimalized or pushed aside, or all those animosities and resentments of the impending Christmas holiday season is already starting. And we're not even thinking about Thanksgiving or the whole point of the holiday. And that's not good, because Thanksgiving, I like personally Thanksgiving better than the other holidays because Christmas has become so commercialized. And I have a big problem with that. Now, I haven't had children myself. I do have a wonderful nephew and a wonderful stepson, and I'm fortunate for that. But I haven't done the from birth on kind of deal when it comes to holidays and stuff like that. It's just I don't have a frame of reference. So I feel it's kind of unfair to speak because I'm telling people what to do, and anyhow, that doesn't make sense. But when it comes to Thanksgiving, I like that because the holiday has nothing to do with presents. And it's not, what did you get me? What didn't you get me? What are you going to get me? It's just about getting together. It's about family and stuff. But that can even get convoluted. Well, we went to your parents' house last year, so I want to go to my parents' house this year. And all of that hootenanny. And I've heard, you know, a son is a son until he takes a wife. A daughter is a daughter the rest of her life. So that's supposed to dictate where people go and whatever not. And I think at the end of the day, if you want your family together, you need to get it together. But it doesn't have to be over the top. And again, I want today's focus to being Thanksgiving on the cheap cheap, because it doesn't have to be something that breaks the bank before the holiday that breaks the bank. Okay? Now, I want to talk about discounts, and I want to talk about looking for sales and coupons. I actually always buy my Thanksgiving turkeys when it's not time for Thanksgiving, and I try to find them when they're already on sale because they'll last in the freezer a good long time. But if you weren't able to do that in advance, because I like to buy the bigger ones, because now I used to do a 24-hour turkey where I would coat it with kosher salt and just let it sit in the oven for 24 hours on 200, and it'd be unbelievably juicy. But for just as juicy with less cook time is the whole deep fry gig. And so it's hard to get the ones that meet the size of your deep fryer if you wait till the last minute, so that's why I shop ahead of time. But Walmart has an incredible, incredible Thanksgiving meal deal. It says it will feed 8 people for $20. That's turkeys at 40 cents a pound and all the trimmings. Now, if you're expecting 37 people for Thanksgiving, it might not be realistic to cook everything for all of them. And one of our highest money-saving recommendations is to make it a potluck. What's the harm in that? You know, I think we forget about everybody's talents that we have in our families. I would never even attempt to make a fruitcake, but my sister-in-law rocks in the fruitcake department. So guess what? I have her make the fruitcakes. She also does her mother's stuffing, of which my husband cannot have any other stuffing other than his mom's stuffing. And she's no longer with us, but her recipe is. And since I didn't grow up with it, I don't have a frame of reference. And so she makes that. And she does it at home. So guess what? I'm not even having to buy the ingredients or anything. It's one less financial obligation I have for the holiday. And it's one less worry that I have to deal with, because she's going to make it for me. It's so great. Now, there are lots of Thanksgiving dinners that you can make from scratch. The Sacramento Bee's Shop Cheap blog is posting recipes weekly, and there are some appetizers that are pretty fabulous on the list. If you think outside the turkey roaster, or you don't like turkey, like the legs and all of that stuff, try turkey breast. That's what I started buying, is where it's only the turkey breast is still on the ribs, so you get all of that juicy bone flavor. But I just deep fry a bigger part of it because, you know, we don't have a lot of young kids. Young kids are always the ones that like the drumsticks, and we don't have young kids in our family anymore to eat all those, so it's just food that goes to waste. So we just get the breast only. So that's another way to save money. Kathy Stevenson at Wicked Local Avon, in her Thanksgiving feast, says, skip the complicated side dishes that require dozens of ingredients. Simple mashed potatoes, simple root vegetables that are not only in season, but good for you and good on the pocketbook. Teresa Mears from Smart Spending at MSN Money has an entire blog on keeping Thanksgiving frugal and fun. Now, one of the other things that I like to do, and I know many others do, is to decorate in a festive manner just for the holiday. And if you're broadcasting, you should probably turn your Skype volume off so people can't call you. Whoops! Didn't quite think of that. Did remember to turn off the cell phone, though. So, there are so many things that we can do to save big cash for Thanksgiving. And we are going to hear from our sponsors in just a moment. And then after that, we will be back with more Thanksgiving frugality and fun, plus a little bit of an attitude of gratitude. All coming up on the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I am Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the Broncast, everyone. You are listening to the midweek update on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the broadcast. I am she, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity, your hostess with a financial mostess. And how about 10 steps to a thriftier Thanksgiving Day meal? If you devote a few hours to planning ahead and follow some simple steps from our peeps, Karen Datko at MSN Money, you too can have a fabulously frugal Thanksgiving. I like to decorate, and one of the things that I always try to do is each year I try to do something different. And that can tend to get expensive, even when you're shopping at those discount decorating places. But I found that making place card holders and finding unique ways to put a nice twist on your Thanksgiving meal is so exciting. This year, I'm going to share with you what I'm doing this year, so you can use this technique while I am, not till after. I'm not doing that. I'm not holding out the good stuff. I'm giving you what I'm doing this year. I thought about it. I was at my brother's wedding a couple weeks ago, and it was held at a winery, and the place cards were held by wine corks. And I thought, I live in a forest. Well, my cabin's in a forest, I should say. Our cabin. And wouldn't that be cool for a Thanksgiving theme for place card holders? Instead of going out and buying something that I'm going to use once a year, essentially, what if I went and picked cool pine cones? And that's exactly what I did. And it looks so cool. And I didn't even go buy place cards. What I did was I cut index cards in half. And let me just tell you, I ran them through my printer, and I already had the index cards, and I picked the pine cones for free. It's going to look dynamite. I'm so excited about that. I dug around, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this piece on being frugal for Thanksgiving. I dug around in my old craft stuff, and I had so many things that I found that were orange and brown and all of the Thanksgiving-y colors that I was able to create this hodgepodge and assemble something that looked actually really cool for Thanksgiving. And it didn't cost me a single thing because it was all stuff I already had. I was so excited about that. So, anyway, how about our list? I digress. But anyway, I started telling you that before the break, and I thought, wait a minute, I didn't finish my thought. So I just wanted to share with you what I've done. So right now, I'm at zero in the decorations department. So I'm pretty stoked about that. All right, so step number one, because we still have time left before the holidays, start shopping now. All kinds of supermarkets and grocery stores are offering Thanksgiving bargains before the actual holiday. So if you know how many are attending and you don't already have it, like canned goods that last forever, you can go out and start getting them now and shop the sales and be particular, because when you're at the last minute, you're at the mercy of convenience because stores start closing or offer funny hours when it gets close to the holiday, and you don't want to be at that mercy. So you can anticipate some of those items already, and you can shop the sales and plan strategically. And you know what is so great is the local grocery store I go to here, it actually emails me their stuff. I don't have to even buy the paper and get the ink all over my fingers. I can get emailed all of their deals and coupons already, so I can just print them off their website for the ones I want. And I don't have to worry about throwing away stuff. I'm very green because I'm not printing on paper that's being chucked. I only print out a coupon if I'm going to use it. So if you start shopping now, you'll do okay. Perishable goods, you know, like milk and heavy cream and those things last a while. You could probably get those. But other types of perishable items like your eggs and stuff like that, you might want to wait till it's closer to the time, especially if you're doing really cool things like homemade applesauce or fresh pies, that sort of thing. My famous contribution is my fresh from scratch pumpkin pies. I refuse to use a can, and I go after the pumpkin festival where they just have all the pumpkins there and they're just going to rot, and so they let you take them for free after the pumpkin festival. And so I just store them in a cool, dark part of my cabinets so they don't get yucky, and then when it's time, then I cut them open and I roast them and I get it all ready. So that's some of the things that you can do. When it comes to the perishable goods, you gotta kind of watch it. But start shopping now. Step two, get a headcount. That should actually be step one, because you don't want to shop and not know how many you need. You don't want to overbuy, because I've done that on canned cranberry, and it's there till next year. But if the expiration date doesn't quite make it, I'm throwing it away, and that's unfortunate. You don't want to have to buy more than what you need. If you do, however, have excess that you haven't opened yet, take the time and drop it off at a food bank. Someone else will use that. I know they say don't donate the yucky things that you wouldn't eat, because why would other people not eat them? But you know what? A hungry person is a hungry person, and they'll be grateful. And we'll talk about that attitude of gratitude here coming up as we close the show. Prepare your recipes. So if your recipe is only made for 6 servings and you know you're going to have 18 people, you need to do the math, triple up the recipe, and make sure that you have it appropriately seasoned. Also, if you have that one person that's allergic to something, and if you don't cater to them, they're just going to be like, oh, nobody ever looks after me. Oh, my gosh. I told you I'm allergic to onions. And so you want to make sure that if you need to prepare a special dish or set some aside that you remember to do that, you take those food allergies and dietary considerations. You know, I wouldn't do it for every meal, but for Thanksgiving, I'm like, all right, if everybody's going to get together and this is the only way to keep all the pains in the butt silent, I'll cater to a few people. But traditionally, I don't cater. I'm like, you know what? Don't eat it then. That's typically my attitude. I'm kind of callous in that department because I'm a fabulous chef and I wouldn't serve anything that would be yucky or offensive, right? I don't know. I'm just making that up now. Anyway, if you are tight, one of the biggest expenditures is libations. And if, especially if you're not a big consumer of those adult beverages, you don't want to make a heavy investment in that. So for those that do, you can do a BYOB, bring your own beverage, as you're planning your menu. And be kind enough when you say, okay, it's BYOB, and if you're wanting to BYOB for everybody, we have X amount of people attending. Be kind enough to give them a number of attendees so they can bring appropriately, because nobody wants to bring something to the party and have not brought enough. And that goes for everybody, especially if you're doing a potluck. You would hate somebody to underprepare and then feel badly because they didn't make the appropriate contribution, which, had they known, they would have. One of the things that you can do to help keep your turkey budget in check is to create a grocery list beforehand. Write out your shopping list. Write out specifically what it is that you need. And that's why it's important to gather all your recipes and upsize them or right-size them if they're big and they need to be small, or small and need to be big. Right-size them so you know what you need, especially in the perishable good department. You don't want to overbuy on that stuff because you don't use it and you can't keep it because it's going to go bad. And that will help you shave a ton of money outside of your budget. Now, this is a great idea, and so many people don't think about this, me included. I didn't do this until a couple of years ago because I noticed how much money I was wasting by not doing this, and then I said, you know what? I'm just going to change up my little game here. And step number 5 is take that shopping list and go to your pantry and check off what you already have. Odds are some of the things that on your list you might already have. You probably didn't realize you already bought an extra gallon of olive oil last year or extra salt. All those things that were non-perishable items that you overbought for that haven't expired are going to be totally good. So start shopping in your own pantry and refrigerator. That'll save you some bucks off of that Thanksgiving Day budget too. Step number 6, spread the remaining shopping out over the next few weeks. Again, because supermarkets are going to have their sales sporadically to keep you coming in just like a revolving door. I'm in, I'm out, I'm in again. Oh, wait, I need some more of this. I need a little more of that. Darn it, my regular consumption of pepper made me run out of pepper, and now I need more pepper. And I need the fancy kind with the multicolor peppercorns for my peppercorn grinder. Yeah. So that's something that you're going to have to do. So be prepared, again, to shop the sales. If you pre-plan and you do it early enough, you know your attendees, you know what recipes you're using, you've right-sized them for the number of attendees, you can start tinking off all of those non-perishable items as they come on sale. You may not have to ever pay regular price for any of your Thanksgiving items again if you use this way. Now, here it's a little tough, but a cooking schedule is essential for a Thanksgiving meal to go off without a hitch. Know how long it takes to prepare each dish. know how long it will stay warm for, and schedule the order in which you prepare things, because that'll make things go smoothly. You won't burn and have to go out and shop again to replace an item that you messed up because you didn't appropriately calculate what time you needed to put this on or when you needed to put that on. A cooking schedule helps you, especially if you get some other, like, wannabe cooks in the kitchen that just have to help you, even though they don't know a thing about cooking. And that happens a lot in my kitchen for some reason. They just kind of descend upon me and start doing things. And I'm like, nah. And so if I have a written cooking schedule and tell people, oh, well, this is what you need to do, and then I can assign and delegate, and it's not a big cluster. But having these cooking schedules and all of your shopping lists, your appropriately sized recipes, ensures that you remember everything. If you are sitting there with a 6-serving recipe, knowing you have to cook for 18, and you're going through the thing, and it says 1 cup of X, and you know you got to put 3 in, but somebody distracts you, the phone rings, you got to let the dog out, and then before you know it, you're only putting in, like, some of the ingredients on the list right-sized and then some not. That's why it's so important to appropriately do that, because you know what? You're going to screw up your meal, and then you're going to have to run out and buy something pre-cooked somewhere else. So that's why it's so important to do this. I love checklists. So just ask anybody that works here. I've got a checklist for everything. I've got a checklist on how to build a file. I've got a checklist for the checklist in the file. It's just nuts. But I love checklists. And then spread out your cooking, like all the cookies and pastries and little snack things. I do a few days beforehand. And do whatever you can the night before. So all you have to do is hop into that kitchen and get cooking again. And last but not least, stick to your game plan. Don't deviate, because turkeys need specific love and attention for a specific time, and you don't want to serve an undercooked turkey or have everybody already passed out because they porked out on all of the side dishes because the turkey took too long because you didn't get in there right. And, I like this bonus step. Start drinking, but wait until after you've finished chopping so you don't whack off a finger. I think that's a funny one. I want to leave you with one final thought about this holiday and about the whole upcoming holiday season. Nobody cares about how much you spent on what ingredients, whether or not it was organic, whether or not it was store-bought, or you prepared it yourself. The only thing that people care about is the time that you spend with them one-on-one, face-to-face, at the end of the day. If people are caring about all those other things I just enumerated, number one, shame on them, and number two, maybe those are people that you need to put less emphasis on and put more emphasis on the people that are putting emphasis on you in the individual time. We must remember that all of this is about a celebration. And to celebrate, you don't need stuff. You just need people wanting to have a good time. And if finances are tight, make your Thanksgiving more modest. Nobody is going to be upset with you if you do. If you don't have fancy twinkling lights on everybody's plate with a fancy charger and 6 forks and 12 knives and fancy linen napkins, nobody's going to care. Doesn't matter if it's on a paper plate. It's about you. And it's about the time that you spend with your family. And one of the things that we forget when we get into this holiday bustle, and it's mostly because we don't live consciously, because we're always on autopilot. We're grinding away, trying to pay our bills, trying to right all of these wrongs that we've done. We lose sight of what's truly important, and that's the FaceTime, living consciously, and being into the person in front of you, fully engaged. And what we need to do is stop worrying about what we don't have and focus on what it is that we do have. We need to be thankful, hence the name of the holiday, thankful for what we have, the people in our lives that we can share our everyday moments with. And that is the value of Thanksgiving, not just celebrating the pilgrims and the Indians, not just eating great food and forking out and falling asleep at the table. It's about each other. And it's about being grateful for what you have. And that attitude of gratitude will radiate through the universe. And remember, you get tenfold of whatever you're putting out. And if you're busy being wanting, you'll always want. But if you're grateful for what you have, you will always have more. Be sure to tune in on Saturday for our big Take Emotion Out of the Picture key. And Michael Malgiri is joining us to teach you how you can teach your children about money. All of this, plus your Millionaire Minute, Keys to Riches, Nuts and Bolts, and so much more. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Heather Wagenhals on the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, saying here is to your wealth. Finally, financial independence can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Thanks so much for listening, and you make it a great day.